before a federal corruption indictment against Philadelphia District Attorney Seth Williams can proceed to trial, one big issue has cropped up. Who'll represent him? As WHYY's Bobby Allen reports, his lawyer is trying to quit.
Philly defense attorney Mike Diamonstein agreed to represent Williams for his initial court appearance, but now he wants out. For one, Williams doesn't have the money to pay him. And secondly, Diamonstein says it's ethically dubious.
Due to the costs associated with defending this case properly and the unique conflicts created by representing the sitting district attorney of Philadelphia, my office has filed a motion to withdraw as counsel.
He has dozens of open cases against the DA's office, as do most criminal defense attorneys in town. Experts say that could taint the process, or at least create some bad optics. If Diamonstein is able to leave Williams, court watchers say one of two things could happen. A non-criminal defense attorney from a big firm could step up and represent Williams for free as a way to get some courtroom experience and gain free publicity. Or a judge could appoint a federal public defender. That would raise some eyebrows, considering that Williams makes $175,000 a year. A hearing on the issue is scheduled for Tuesday. Meanwhile, Black Lives Matter members rallied in front of Williams' office, calling on him to step aside. Also asking Williams to resign are Philadelphia Mayor Jim Kenney, the city's largest police union, and the Philadelphia Bar Association. Under state law, the district attorney can remain in office until he's convicted and sentenced. His term expires in December. For WHYY News, I'm Bobby Allen.